KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 8:06, we have a mostly cloudy sky in Atlantic, and it's 35 degrees. We look for it to be cloudy today, just a slight chance of mixed precipitation this morning. Partly cloudy for the remainder of the day with a high of 43. I'm Rick Henson with KJAN News. A prominent Des Moines plastic surgeon is facing a new lawsuit accusing him of being an ageist and sexist against a former employee. Court documents show that the plaintiff, Rhonda Swanson, said she started hearing sexist comments from Dr. Ron Bergman on her first day of work as an assistant in 2019. Swanson claims Bergman would often use sexually charged language when discussing employees and patients. She also claims that Bergman refused to train her on certain procedures because Swanson, who was 52 at the time, was not bad looking but too old for the image. Swanson has asked for a jury trial, and in a statement, Bergman's lawyers pointed to 40 years of professional and philanthropic contributions to the city and said he denies the allegations. A Burlington man, 28-year-old Terrell Nicholas Wilson, was sentenced last week to 70 months in prison for being a felon in possession of a firearm. He was on a federal supervised release at the time of the offense. The 70-month sentence was ordered to be served consecutively to an 18-month sentence imposed for a supervised release violation. Wilson will be placed on 3 years of supervised release to follow his prison term and was ordered to immediately pay $100 to the Crime Victims Fund. Wilson was identified by law enforcement on February 2nd of 2021 as the passenger of a vehicle that had been stopped for an expired registration. He ran from the scene as the vehicle stopped for law enforcement, and the following day, Burlington police responded to a call regarding a .22-caliber pistol found in the area where Wilson had fled the day before. He admitted he possessed and dropped the firearm while he fled the traffic stop. Additionally, at Wilson's sentencing hearing, the district court found that he used the firearm the day before the traffic stop during an aggravated assault. As a convicted felon out of the Illinois Circuit Court for Henderson County, Illinois, the Iowa District Court for Lee County, Iowa, and the U.S. District Court for the Southern District of Iowa, Wilson was prohibited from possessing firearms and ammunition. Well, a Mason City man serving a life sentence in prison has died. The Iowa Department of Corrections said 54-year-old Kenneth Ray Sharp died from natural causes Sunday at the Iowa Medical and Classification Center, where he'd been taken due to chronic illness. Sharp was convicted by a jury of first-degree kidnapping in November of 1995 after he and another man were accused of kidnapping and raping a woman. Sharp went to prison on December 21, 1995, and unsuccessfully appealed his sentence in 2008. Fire destroyed a popular restaurant in Haywarden over the weekend. The Central Cafe fire occurred overnight Christmas night into early Sunday morning. Haywarden Fire Chief Dwayne Sheevan says 9 different fire departments were called to assist with fighting the blaze after a Haywarden police officer saw it at around 1:50 a.m.
We arrived on scene. There was visible flames and things coming out the front side, street side of the fire.
Sheevan isn't certain as of yet what may have caused that fire. He said fire officials are still conducting their investigation. The chief said nearby structures did receive some smoke damage, but there were no other buildings that had caught fire. Owner Chad McVeigh posted on social media that our family business is gone. Central Cafe is a loss. Sheevan says firefighters were on the scene for about 9 hours, and he's thankful for the community's support of providing refreshments and other services while the firefighters continued to battle the flames.
It was just a blessing to have all these people come to help, all the firemen. We had about 112 firemen come from surrounding towns, and I just can't express the thank you enough to all of them that came that early in the morning to help us.
Sheevan says Central Catering, a popular catering service for Northwest Iowa and based at Haywarden, is a separate business and is located in a different building and was not affected by the fire that destroyed the Central Cafe. Iowa lawmakers are being urged to spend more state tax dollars to transform public spaces. Placemaking is the buzzword several Iowa businesses and economic development groups are using to describe the process of improving already existing attractions and creating new public spaces. Dustin Miller is executive director of the Iowa Chamber Alliance, which represents the 18 largest chambers of commerce in the state. Miller suggests placemaking is one way to deal with Iowa's workforce shortage. People are not choosing jobs anymore because of a salary and benefits package, he says. They want places where they can live, work, and play. Miller says attracting new workers is the number one issue facing Iowa businesses, and it has been for decades.
We're the only state in the union that since 1900 has not doubled in population, and that slow population growth has real issues.
Jay Byers, executive director of the Greater Des Moines Partnership, says every industry and businesses of all size in Iowa are finding it difficult to hire and retain workers.
Placemaking has never been more important than it is today. Therefore, the Greater Des Moines Partnership supports the creation of a new large-scale investment program designed to transform Iowa communities across the state.
Jennifer Peters, Tourism Director for Vacation Okoboji, is president of the Iowa Travel Industry Partners, which represents the state's entire tourism industry. She's urging Governor Reynolds to use more federal pandemic relief on tourism marketing and to boost the budget for grants that support community attractions and tourism sites around the state.
Increased tourism investment will lead to a healthier economy and strong workforce for our entire state. Please support community placemaking efforts.
The Vision Iowa program, created by when Tom Vilsack was Iowa's governor, provided $200 million in grants to large-scale projects like the River Center in Dubuque, the Mid-America Center in Council Bluffs, and the Science Center and other attractions in downtown Des Moines. The Vision Iowa bonds were just paid off last year. Republican House Speaker Pat Grassley said he's wary of putting the state in debt again. House Democratic Leader Jennifer Converse said community attractions won't solve Iowa's workforce shortage, but better pay, affordable housing, and access to childcare would. That's a check of the news on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.